There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Ricky Pearsall got shot?
It went right through.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just portrayed so unfairly at times.
Please, do it to yourself.
And I want to hear what Dibs has for me.
Everybody's Dibs in the house. It's the crossover. They're coming in hot. Yeah. You can't get me on a payday Friday.
Let's go.
Wow, you were mad at me. What did I do?
You've got to let your quarterback audible. Plain and simple. We finally got to the bottom of it.
I can't believe you.
They've got problems.
I can't believe you. Dude, we just played Sam. We didn't come in here.
I can't believe you guys. It's Friday afternoon.
Okay.
This is my favorite radio show other than the one that we do.
Right.
It's my favorite radio show. And 2 days ago,
right,
we did 2 hours on Kyle and Brock spoke to one another. What's it mean?
Oh, I was out.
And I missed
those 2 days.
And today, Kyle Shanahan, who's never been an audible guy, now apparently because Brock, and here's where he made the mistake, and it's not Brock's fault.
Okay.
But in his sound clip, when he says there's always an answer.
That's all the money.
Now you guys have decided that Kyle thinks that whatever the defense is doing, he licks his finger and goes, touchdown, I've got the it. No, guys, they're going to try to do something.
Right.
And then 11 human beings have to execute perfectly while 11 other human beings are trying to stop them from executing perfectly. My gosh, is he arrogant? A little bit. He's not as arrogant as you guys make him out to be.
Let me hear
Nobody is. Nobody's that arrogant.
Well, he is that arrogant.
No, he's not.
Okay. Because
he's not.
There's
great
an
start.
Answer, and he wants Brock Purdy to get, you know, he wants Brock Purdy to be like 99 out of 100 and stuff.
No,
and so,
stop it.
And whatever he wants, but his whole thing is built around there be no audibles. He doesn't want him to look at a play and go, you know what, forget everything Kyle just told me in my ear,
right.
I'm going to run what I want to run. That's not football anymore. That's not modern football. When he goes to the line, they've got options and there are answers. And if Brock Purdy can't get to the answer, well, then it's on Brock and it's on the other 10 guys in the field.
But just real quick to that, I don't buy Matthew Stafford was calling audibles yesterday and it helped him. I believe I saw him do that.
Yeah, do we know? That's a faulty premise. You know, we have no clue what the hell was going on.
But he has the freedom.
Wait, he snapped the ball and then he threw it.
But
you don't know what happened.
The biggest point to what I just said is, do you believe Matthew Stafford can audible at the line of scrimmage?
I actually don't know.
Okay, I would say yes because
I do know that Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan grew up in this game together and feel the same concepts are very, very near and dear to their hearts.
But okay, so what do you feel about audible at all? Because to me, what it represents
is an audible. What's an audible?
Where you can change the play, the hot route, and the protection. And for Kyle to say, I got to answer to every question, then you would have won.
I
know, and I got you.
And what you're about to say, What you're about to say, you said an hour ago, and it's another.
All right.
You said you could have changed the protection in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God!
The protection wasn't a problem. The guard went the wrong way.
All right. He went
the wrong way.
To that point, let's just say he hadn't, and that guy was unaccounted
you
for.
You could have changed the play, and the guard can still go the wrong way, Goon.
So do we believe that Kyle thinks his plays are audible proof dibs to where he does it? Come on, the greats have used audibles for a reason, and the coach trusts them to do that.
Which greats?
Peyton Manning.
1998.
Tom Brady.
1997.
So now I got to ask you, how are you basing that audibles are dead? You don't know that. Matthew Stafford was just calling them yesterday.
I don't know if he was calling audibles.
And
don't know that either.
What if I asked you this, Goo?
Okay.
What's the difference between an audible and walking to the line of scrimmage going, based on what I see, I've got option A, B, C, or D?
What's the difference?
Audible,
you're changing the play and everybody's on the same page because you've yelled it. When you go out there and say, we got three or four options to run one play, how does everybody get on the same page?
You think that the tight end and wide receivers are just in the dark? They have no clue what the hell's going on?
No, they're doing their job, but when you come to the line of scrimmage and see the defense doing something and guys unaccounted for.
They have options too.
That calls for an audible or a hot route.
They have options too. Okay.
And I'm just asking how do you communicate that? I'm asking.
You got to ask them. But obviously it works.
You got to ask them.
You're coming down the road of what was a historic offense 8 months ago.
No, I'm not coming down the road.
So
I'm coming down the ideology of Dibbs saying he thinks audibles are dead. It has no proof. And then you saying...
No, he can.
And then you saying that I'm saying that Kyle...
Obviously.
The guard went the other way.
Burford!
You've been out.
Well,
yeah. Say it.
How
say
you
it
doing,
with your
Steph?
Chest.
Your haircut looks great.
Thanks, Mark.
Fantastic.
It does. There are two different things that you're saying.
Right.
There is an audible, and then there's a hot route.
No.
And I do believe that the Kyle Shanahan system is built to where if you get to the line and you see something that is clearly not going to work, you can change, not audible, change to a situation where you can go to the hot route or you can go to option B or option C. The idea of audibles, I don't think exist anymore because you get to play with 15 seconds left and you get to the line. And if you want a truly audible, you don't have time to okay, now you go there and now we're going to go four wide and we're going to do this and that. So,
but James, the whole,
go ahead, Russell.
We're talking about freedom.
Yes.
Jimmy didn't have it. And I don't believe Brock Purdy has it. And Willard, I'm giving you the point on he did say something that maybe he didn't mean, and you could understand how some people processed it different. But he said it. Those words came out of his mouth. So I'm just asking, why doesn't Kyle empower his quarterback to be the extension of him on the field?
He does. More so with this QB than he has done in the past, is answer number one.
Okay.
Number two.
And I'd answer how so when you get to
I do think that we have focused way too much on that word. When I get there, based on what they're doing, there are answers.
Right.
Because of the, what's the word? Whatever the ism is about Kyle Shanahan, where people are so rubbed off about this arrogance.
Geniusism.
He is.
I call him that.
He's such a genius. And so now, when we hear Brock say there are answers, a lot of you have processed that to mean, well, that snoot head Kyle thinks he's got all the answers. No, what Brock is telling you is that when they do something on defense, to him, there's an answer of what he's supposed to try to do next. Nobody's telling the world, watch this. Right. We're amazeballs. Yeah. This play's going to work no matter what. No one's saying that. Is Kyle a little arrogant? Sure. So's Belichick, so's McVay, Sirianni, are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah.
That's the world in which they live.
I don't disagree with any of that.
So
here's my question, because there's stuff here I don't really get. Let's say you have a play, you go up to the line of scrimmage, you have a play called. For whatever reason, it's for George Kittle goes long over the middle, Ayuk's going to run an out, and then Deebo Samuel's going to run a crossing pattern. Let's just say those are the three options. He comes up to the line of scrimmage, and maybe Kittle's his first option, and he sees something where it's like, well, that's not going to work. So does he start the play going to second option first, and then third option second?
I'm not going to act like I know
all of those answers.
And here's the last one.
Do they have a running play that could be built in if he looks and says, well, I don't like any of it?
Right. That, to me, is more of where the structure is, where right. you get to the line, they've got nine in the box, and you think, okay, this is not going to work, so I can maybe check out of that into the pass play that's already been called in this formation. It's not as easy as audible, and now we're going to go four wide, and we're going to change everything.
Right.
I do think that every play has a certain amount of fluidity to where you can maybe change it. So it's not really an audible. It's more about options and optionality. And this is where Brock Purdy is the best that Kyle's had, because Jimmy G, he didn't have that. Jimmy G would go back there and like try to make it work. But Brock, I do believe, can, you know, try to see it and make options before the snap and try to figure out what happens.
Yes. Yeah. And how this origin, this conversation was all because Steiny had brought out the numbers for JP Mason in the red zone.
Yep.
And I'm like, it's not like I'm not blaming JP, nor did I go to Kyle. I said, what about the blocking? So then when we played that soundbite, I was just like, well, why was Tom Brady not attractive years ago with the first go round before he got to Super Bowl in Tampa Bay to Kyle? And Willard, you just tell me if I'm wrong, Dibs. I think he's such an OG and has command of the position that the Janet Jackson, the control element, is not there. And he's going to be like, you know what, coach, I got this, as opposed to Jimmy and what he's doing with Brock.
I don't see it that way at all. I reject the idea that Kyle, and I've heard a lot of people say this, Kyle wants a puppet. He doesn't want a good player. This is somebody who worked with Matt Ryan and won an MVP. This is somebody who tried like hell to acquire Matt Stafford. We forget what Tom Brady was doing when he was available that offseason. He sucked the year before. He sucked out loud. Look
and
at
how
the
was
numbers.
Jimmy? That
Jimmy
year.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, it's not. Claire. I know looking back on it, it sounds absurd. You pick Jimmy over Tom?
I get that.
But if you go back to the moment, it's not as absurd as it sounds. Tom was coming off of a terrible year. He looked cooked. Turns out he wasn't.
Yep.
He got us. Whoops. You know, but I don't think it was that crazy of a thought at the time.
And I wonder what level of quarterback or how many quarterbacks actually have the ability to audible. I do think that now
Greg
in modern
Cosell
football.
Next week, ask him.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Yeah. And he won't.
He was great this week.
And he'll get into play calling. And I don't talk about play calling. I just talk about what I see on the film. And yeah, Greg, and I appreciate that. But I do wonder about modern football where you get a play call in,
okay,
and all the RPO stuff now is prevalent in the NFL, so that you get to the line and you've got a run or a pass, and the quarterback gets that choice. Is that an audible? No, it's already pre-prescribed. It's an RPO, and the quarterback gets to come up and go, oh, the safeties are down. Let's throw it. The safeties are back. Let's run it. All those things are not audibles. They're
options.
Preordained.
They're options. Yeah.
And we had Barry Church, the former Cowboy safety.
Yep. He
did kind of contradict himself, because I asked him about, well, if you know a quarterback's not audible, and it's easier to guard. But then I said, well, how great is Kyle? He goes, it's incredible, the concepts.
Well, that's, and again.
And I was like, well.
I heard that clip because you guys brought it back, and I thought it was so interesting. Because this guy's played the game, right? So he gets it. But what kept bouncing in my head is, if this is the way Kyle runs it, and Barry Church is saying that makes it easy to stop, well, then what have you all been doing for the last 7 years?
Not stopping it.
Yeah. Why don't you stop it then, Barry?
Well, they're stopping it now.
Yeah.
So
that's our
issue.
Is that
because, no McCaffrey?
I won't give him that excuse.
But it's so hard. That's like the Warriors without Curry, to a sit.
But go back to the Super Bowl year.
Go back to the Super Bowl year,
Jimmy and Emmanuel Sanders
and what
they had. But
the team was designed differently, though.
Yes, but at the same time, Kyle's offense had a quarterback who no longer can work. Emmanuel Sanders, who was, fine. You had no real running back, and you had George Kittle. You didn't have a lot else, so I mean, if Kyle is really a genius,
which I've called him that,
we all have, and he's been great. But now, go ahead and do it with lesser personnel. Go ahead, Kyle, against a Dallas team that stinks.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And it is time for the What's Bugging You segment. We do this every Friday. You got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those eight-legged intruders with both precision and care.
Don't let spiders take over. Just don't do it. Go to atcopestcontrol.com, and you know what you're going to do then? You reclaim your space.
Just real quick around the room, like spiders bothering you, scaring you on a scale of 1 to 10, Steiny, with 10 being like, oh my God, there's a spider, call 911.
Right.
And 1 being like, let me help you out. Let me go ahead and find your family.
Spiders are about a 3 for
I'm
me.
I'm a 2.
Yeah. A 0. I'm a rodent dude. Rodents are my thing. So a spider, come on.
Yeah, okay.
Rodents are your thing?
No, rodents.
Rodents are a 10.
Rodents phobia.
Okay.
It could be a mice.
Like, I'm settled with the idea. Someone said this once, and I went, oh, God. Like, I think at any given moment, you are never more than, like, 6 inches away from
17 spiders. Earth.
Yeah. At any given moment.
Yeah.
Why'd you ask?
Because I'm a 1. My wife's an 8, which makes me automatically a 7. And so if there's a spider, now it's, oh my God, there's a spider. And my instinct is to get the spider and, you know, gently relocate it. And she's like, oh, you need to kill that thing. And it's like, well, all he's doing is like running up in the eaves and in the ceiling. He really isn't trying to like run on your face and like put spider webs in your mouth. So
no, when they come out, when they come out into the light, that would be akin to you sort of like getting kidnapped and dropped in the scariest place in America. Like that's they don't want to be there.
No.
They got no interest in being out there in the light with the people and the feet that are walking on them.
Yeah.
So
I'm just curious because I know that for you, Steiny, rats are probably like a 13 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, we don't want to say where, we saw a little mouse at an establishment. And we go to a lot of establishments, so
of course, you can't
almost make, got in the bag. Somebody's got in Evan's bag.
Well,
it's a major bag alert.
That's a 4.
I will call out a location that's no longer open, Quinn's Lighthouse.
What did they have?
It's not open?
They closed.
Did they?
Yeah.
What did they have?
They had like mice or rats.
Oh my gosh!
They would all but like pull up a chair next to you at your table. And this is one of those places, Mark, where it was peanuts on the floor. Like, we give you a bucket of peanuts, put the shells on the floor.
That's why.
And the rats are like,
bring it, baby.
Anyway.
I had one of the worst moments. Actually, not one of. The worst moment in, we've all had careers in the restaurant industry, right? The worst moment in my restaurant career, I think I was still in college, and I worked at a place, I'll just say it, because I don't live there anymore. It's called the Old Custom House in Avila Beach, okay? And it's been remodeled now.
Rat infested.
But no, there were mice. There were mice sometimes in the back. But we also had what I would call a staff that was largely made up of some bleeding hearts. I don't want to, you know? But the bosses came through. And they started putting traps out.
Oh, man.
And there are different kinds of traps.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one trap that I was like, we didn't like that kind of trap. Because it was the trap where if they walk in it, their feet get basically totally stuck in there. But then they just sit there. You just sit there alive with your feet basically in cement.
Yep.
While everybody sits there and stares at you. And it feels kind of inhumane. It's like, if you're going to kill it, kill it. Don't make it sit there for a day and a half looking at all of us.
Yeah.
So they made me take the trap out back.
Oh yeah,
and smash the mouse.
Smash the trap
and the mouse.
Well,
you can't get it out. Like I tried to cut it out. You can't cut it out.
Man.
I tried to let it out outside.
No lunch for me.
And
It's funny you say that because my ex-wife, we put out those traps, and she thought that the mouse would come in, and then we would just take it out to the street, and the mouse would come out. Yeah. And so we took the mouse back out after like a day. And she opened the trap, and the mouse didn't walk out. And then she had to shake it out, and the mouse came out like rigor mortis.
Oh, man.
And, she was scarred.
All right.
Good God, here's guys.
I thought it was appropriate.
I think that's what's bugging me.
We're late.
The memories of that event.
Okay.
All right.
Here's what's bugging me. Since when are you allowed to bring, like, a pallet onto Bart? With like 3 levels of boxes.
Wait, a pallet?
A pallet? Yeah. What happened?
You're talking about a pallet?
I'm talking about a pallet.
Like a 6 by 6 foot pallet.
That's correct.
How'd they even get it in there?
It's not quite a pallet, but everybody's got these contraptions now that they're carrying around with them. And quite frankly, it's obtrusive.
Wow.
You can't.
What was on the pallet?
She had like six boxes stacked.
Mm, okay.
The woman.
Uh-huh.
And here's the worst part.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's standing in the doorway.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's
bugging me. It just started to bug me.
Did you say anything?
Of course not.
No.
Gutless.
And he was polite as he tried to edge by her
when he got
to the station.
Yes, I was.
No doubt.
I would have somebody else. I know.
Dibs, don't get mad. This is not for you. Uh-oh. I had so many, but I'm watching the Rams-Vikings game last night, and the Rams are down. The Rams are up 8, and I'm watching Sam Darnold. The game's pretty much over. They're backed up. And it's third long.
It's not over.
And I'm watching a referee right behind in the back of the end zone miss a blatant face mask, and I just want to know, why do I care so much? And then the worst part is, we all act like his head didn't look like Linda Blair on The Exorcist. He's going up, and all the technology we have, but nobody can go review it. That is the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard. And just as a sport fan, I'm like, what are we doing? It's right there at our disposal. It's right there, but you can't go fix it. The Vikings may lose, but damn it, they got robbed. And then the ref in the back, about 80 years old, how do you miss it? He missed it. I don't know his name, but that stuff is starting to bother me because jobs, people are going to get fired. Things like that matter, Dibs, and I went to Twitter, but it's BS. You should be able to review everything in a sporting event when it's crucial time. Let's not act like we didn't see the Vikings get ripped off.
Look at the picture.
Good one.
Showing you.
Good one. Let's move on.
That
no, how do we fix
that,
it?
That's for another
look
show.
Look at that picture.
This is just about the gripe, not the solution.
That ref.
You want to get out of
that
here.
That ref in that picture right there, I wish
look
you could show the whole
Willard.
Audience. I can show it into the
look
YouTube.
Look at that. They didn't have Dibs, what do you have a good
look at it, Mark? That ref stated that he didn't have a good look at it. That is a picture of him looking right at Sam's head being yanked off of his body.
But
he didn't have a good look at it.
From his angle, it could have been in the jersey.
Could have been.
From his angle.
Okay.
The bigger issue you have.
Can we review it?
The bigger issue you have is the fact that it can't be reviewed.
Okay.
And you know what? We review all scoring plays.
Right.
That was a scoring play, but we can't review whether or not It was a penalty.
It's considered.
That's the thing that we can't review. So even though it was a scoring play, even if you review it, you can't review whether or not it was a penalty because we don't review penalties.
Well, except for, yeah, here's the thing that we don't review. We don't review judgment calls. And I would argue that a face mask is not a judgment call. It's a fact. It either happened or it didn't.
It's a fact.
And I don't know if you heard Albert Breer say this. This is an irony of the whole thing. The Rams apparently have petitioned the league 2 years in a row to make face mask calls reviewable. The Rams, the team that benefited last night.
The defender, like,
the defender knew. Yep, the defender immediately knew. Yeah. Oh, I messed up. And you're. What I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know how
get
the refs,
two more gripes.
You know how the refs have the
209.
They've got the thing in their ear where they can tell you right away. It was kind of like that drop pass by the Chiefs.
You guys gotta be able to hear it in 90 seconds each.
Why not? Why not?
I don't think so.
Why can't they say something last night?
I can.
Hey guys, it was.
But Diaz, you can understand how people are irate that are not even affiliated with Minnesota.
But let's all just, and I'll do this in 10 seconds because Steiny's already so mad.
Man, it's Friday.
Minnesota,
your job. That's why you want to leave.
Relax.
No.
Minnesota didn't get robbed. Even if they got that call, they still need to go 80 yards and get a two.
It doesn't matter. It's a first down. Call what's right.
They deserve a chance.
Can you cut his mic?
No.
They deserve the chance.
And the last thing about this.
We've got to move this along.
We do. Because it's about, 28 other teams will be lined up to get Kyle.
Watch.
It's not about that. When you're in a bad relationship, it's about you. You get out of that relationship and don't care how many other people would be in that line. You're trying to create a new line. So when you say, Dibs, they have to go 100 yards, they deserve that opportunity on first down.
For all of you who spend your money to try to bet on the NFL, don't pretend that they care about fairness and equitability and honesty and proper reviews. They don't give a crap about the genuine nature of the competitive balance of their sport. So if you want to spend your money and bet, you're on your own.
I think they do want transparency in gambling, though, Dibs. Because
they don't.
I do think there are people out there that when they see stuff like that, they question the integrity of the league. They start getting suspicious. Steiny, you love this. I'll do this in 20 seconds.
Got a nice haircut. Payday, relax.
Yes, bet me.
Okay, go.
What's bugging me is prices. Why the hell is everything so expensive? There's a concert that I wanted to take the lovely Christy to. I'll even season to know this. For New Year's Eve, it's in Vegas.
Okay.
Tickets are $12 a piece.
What's the show?
I'm not
mind if I
you
ask?
You got to be kidding me. Okay. Willis, you log on and you see 1,200.
17 seconds?
At the Sphere?
17 seconds.
Was it at the Sphere?
The Venetian.
Okay. Hey, Dibs.
People who are late. I hired an 18 and a 19-year-old to come and
you just
go ahead.
Your deadpan's great. Take a compliment.
It's good.
I'm not feeling affronted at all. I'm just trying to wait for the cacophony to die down so I can deliver my actual message.
Good word.
I can get it to die down in a hurry.
Yeah, you can. Just go ahead and leave, and I'll tell these two. I hired an 18 and a 19-year-old to come clean my gutters. We said, meet me at 9:30. 9:45, 9:50, I get a text. There's traffic. You know what? There's not traffic at 9:50. There's traffic at 9:12 when you tell me, hey, I'm in traffic at 9:12. There's traffic at 9:50. No, bro. They show up at 10:08, and they come, you know, sorry, Mr. Dibley, this and that. I said, yeah, it's okay. You can go ahead, but before you start, you're going to get about a 3-minute lecture from an OG about you as an 18 and a 19-year-old becoming adults. And they're, yeah, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that, sir. They cleaned the gutters, gave them their cash. And before they left, they said, hey, you know what? Thank you. We appreciate that
OG.
And all this. And I said, yeah, you're welcome. But just know, going forward, as you become real adults, these things matter, kids. Yeah,
you know, that's real talk.
You show up on time.
They gave it to
you know what's going
to
happen now? Their parents are going to call you and say, don't you ever talk
adults,
to our kids like that.
18 and 19.
They're also going to egg your house.
I was going to say, if I wind up with on my window.
For sure they're egging your house tonight.
And they did a nice job. Whatever. Yeah, anyway.
All right, gents.
Steiny, have a great weekend.
Dude, hey. We got a lot of sports this weekend. It's one of those great weekends. I'm looking forward to
it. What are you looking forward to the most?
Cowboys 49ers. No doubt about it.
And what else?
Warriors Jazz tonight.
Yeah, basketball.
Dodgers Yankees. Who's your pick?
I can't wait.
You're pulling for the Yankees.
I'm an old school Yankee fan.
Yeah.
But, and don't forget, the Warriors are live tonight. right here on 95.7 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.